מרן אין סימן נונה הלכה ת' is talking about the laws of who can we include in a minyan. לעולם הוא קטן עד שיביא שתי שערות אחר שיהיה בין 13 ביום אחד. In order to count a person to the minyan, he has to become officially a gadol. What is a gadol for a minyan? So two things he has to have. Number one, he has to have his 13 years. He has to have 13 years existence. And then he has to also have se'arot. He has to reach a stage of maturity where his body starts to show signs that he's indeed mature. Where do we get this from? It's actually from a Mishnah in Pirkei Avot, Pirkei Mishnah Chaf Aleph, which says, Ben Shlosh Esreh Lemitzvot. That once a person reaches the age of Shlosh Esreh, now already he has an obligation for the mitzvot. Umilbad ze eno na'asa gadol la'chayuv b'mitzvot, ela kenevi shtei sarot achar shegil Shlosh Esreh. Which is you need two things. Just because you have Shlosh Esreh Lemitzvot, he still has to reach the age where he physically shows maturity. Oh, so now you have a question. You have nine guys in a group, and all of a sudden a young fellow walks in. You ask him, how old are you? He says, I'm bar mitzvah already. They ask him, you fully? Fully bar mitzvah meaning you're 13, or maybe you started putting on your tefillin at 12 and a half. No, fully bar mitzvah, 13 years old, no problem. Now what do you have to do? You have to go check if he has se'arot? Because 13 is not enough, you need se'arot. So the halakha says, מכל מקום כשהגיע לגיל 13 שנים מלאות ורוצים לצרפו למניין, אין צריך לבודקו אם הביא שתי עשרות. You have to check him. ושחזקה היא, you can assume חזקה שהביא שתי שערות. ויש אומרים שלעניין להוציא את האחרים מדי חובה מזאת דאורייתא, אין לסמוך על חזקה זו. Which means, if it comes to be מוציא, if you want to be מוציא somebody חיוב דאורייתא, let's say. So then already you should check to make sure he has. But to join the minyan, it's not deoraita, to answer kaddish, to answer kedusha, to say hazara, these things over here for sure you can rely on the hazakah. Now, even though halakha writes, shlosh esre shana v'yom echad, there's a misunderstanding that that means that you have to wait an extra day. Meaning if the child's birthday is, let's say today is Tuesday, so that's shlosh esre, so he doesn't become fully bar mitzvah until Wednesday. That's not so. מכל מקום, מה שאמרו בין 13 שנה ויום אחד, אין הכבר הסליח שיעבוד יום אחד נוסף על 13 שנה, אלא מיד, immediately, כשנשלמו 13 שנה מיום שנולד, ונכנס לשנת ה-14, now the child's entering his 14th year, נעשה גדול וחייב במצוות מן התורה. Now there's a machloken amongst the poskim, do you have to wait exactly מעט לעט, which means, if the child, let's say, was born on his birthday at 4 o'clock in the afternoon, so maybe you have to wait on his birthday until 4 o'clock in the afternoon until he becomes fully bar mitzvah. And therefore in Shacharit you can't count him, because he didn't get full 13 years. It has to go me'et le'et. However, according to Rabbi Yom Rishel, Chab Ben Nisan, B'Shah 12 B'Sahuraim, Eno Sa Mitzvah Sheyagi Chab Ben Nisan, B'Shah 12 B'Sahuraim, Ulam, Ledat Rov Rabbo Terus Shonim, most of the opinions hold, En Tzarich Me'et Le'et. Umiyad, כשמתחיל היום שבו נכנס לשנת ה-Yud-Dalet, immediately in the day, נעשה גדול. For example, אם נולד ביום א' בסערה משנת 12, he was born, let's say, at 12 o'clock in the afternoon, נעשה גדול מיד בתחילת ליל א' בניסן, the night before. Already, once the day of א' ניסן comes in, he's considered, הוא מותר לצרפו למניין in Arbit already. You don't have to wait for שחרית. Already in Arbit, you can count them as a minyan, after Sifat Kukavim, of course. You have to wait. For example, in the case where we're praying now Arbit early, in the summer schedule, so now, even though we're praying Arbit, but the boy yet did not enter his bar mitzvah yet till the actual night. So let's say in Arbit, they're praying at 10 o'clock at night after Sittik Kavim. Sure, you can count them as a minyan. Ve'afilu im nolad b'ben ha-shemashot, su'sefek yom b'sefek layla, kegon im nolad b'motzei yom echad b'nisan achal shikiyat ha-chama, kodem Sittik Kavim. He was born in twilight, meaning he was born, let's say, between the 15 minutes after sunset. Sefek yom, sefek laila. Mutal lezol minyan afilu chetarah mitzvot arbit shel leil alef nisan. You can count them immediately for a minyan. Ne'emana av lomar al beno shegeh legil 13 shana. You can trust the father. The father's ne'eman to say that this child of his bar mitzvot le'yan tzuruf l'minyan. Vechen ne'eman adam lomar sheshamam mipi abi al na'am. Well, for that matter, somebody could say, yes, I heard the father say once that the boy is bar mitzvah, you can indeed count him. Im ein aviv nimsar lefanenu, the father's not there, kigon shenasar lemakom rachok, or bar menan she'anar yatom, the child yatom doesn't have a father. In the smoke, lechetechila aledut ha'na'ar atzmo. You can't trust the kid himself. She'omer she'gin l'knei shlotsu se'shana. Ve'afidu imru im shumayon tefidin. You say, but he's putting on tefidin. En anachat tefidin ha'ya al-kai she'gin le'mitzvot. She'are rabbim no'agim nagdim anachat tefidin v'tei she'gin le'mitzvot. Many people put on tefidin before they actually reach the level of mitzvot. U'mekol makom, im en efsharut mebarer ha'davar. How are you going to go find out now? Or k'sheyesh tirha, there's a trouble, toil. How are you going to go find out? The sibud has to wait now until you make a phone call or you go check it out or call the yeshiva, whatever it is, and therefore they're going to have to wait. And shal lesok alidut anar atzmo shomer shigal mizvot. In that case, in the circumstances, torah sibud, you can rely on the kid that says he is indeed a fully bar mitzvah.